I will be talking about LibreOffice's Python API, which we call PyUno. And it is one of, or the most popular API to use for any kind of extension development nowadays, because it's easily accessible. But the whole Pythonic approach, while it has lots of benefits, making it trivially easy to use, does have some implied limitations, which you got to do some ugly stuff to work around That's what I'm going to be talking about. And I'm Sarper, by the way. Forgot to say that part. So why PyUno? Almost disregarding basic, all other UNO bindings of LibreOffice need you to compile it to some kind of architecture, and then that basically kills it being trivially cross-platform. So Python, when you use PyUno, since LibreOffice already packs up it, it's on Python version, it's trivially cross-platform. So it makes super sense to use it. You can just, when you write some kind of extension or script on it, it will work almost everywhere. If you're not using some OS-specific Python thing there, I don't know. That's also possible. You can do that. But other than that, it should work. So usually Python is a popular language. We could say everybody knows Python. It does have this huge extensive library ecosystem, and there's lots of stuff you can take there, do lots of different data processing tools. I don't know, nowadays you can also integrate AI and whatever. And PyUno comes with the UNO helper, which I really like. Usually when you create any kind of LibreOffice interface, actually, registering that is quite complicated. But with PyUno, I will do some. I will screen on code on screen type of deal. So you just need to import the UNO helper, and then from that you can get the implementation helper. And as long as you just give it the actual Python implementation name and the service name is good to go. If you use something like C++, you would need, I guess, three different C call type functions to register stuff. It gets really ugly real fast. Lots of boilerplate is avoided using just PyUno. Okay, what limits I'm talking about then? Like, if PyUno is easy to use, you avoid boilerplate. Okay, maybe before this I should also mention that, like, the whole Pythonic approach thing, what I mean by that in terms of PyUno is you can just, when you're using any kind of integer, that will be trivially converted to any kind of long, short, or whatever type UNO function you're calling, what type it's expects, and when you get it, you can just use it at whatever as well. Usually, in any other language other than BASIC that LibreOffice supports, you need to explicitly set things up. But when you come to sequences that UNO extensively uses for anything, list base or whatever, if they have a type, the Pythonic approach basically can't do this, because sequences are represented by tuples, and tuples are mapped to a sequence of any, always. And if you just pass any sequence to a function that doesn't expect any sequence, it doesn't work. There's some kind of a similar problem with enums. Python doesn't have enums, and as for that, you can pass in integers, and LibreOffice functions actually expect a specific enum type. That also makes things fall apart. And the last thing that I kind of have a nick about is you can't really query implementation of an interface on the go reliably, at least if you're not doing the workarounds that I'm going to talk about. You can't use something like isInstance or X, like the LibreOffice's own X interface, Purity interface, to get if an interface actually implements some interface that you're looking for, some implementation. And the workaround for typed sequences is this ugly thing through UNO. You can do UNO.any, then in with a string, you can actually define the type. And you can then give it this tuple, which it will basically try to cast each item in the tuple into that type. That lets you represent this, for instance, a sequence of shorts instead of a sequence of anys. And then if you gotta use this, you gotta use this uno.invoke with it, which gets quite hairy, as you can see. Like, you need to give it the object, and then the name of the call. All of those are just strings, like nothing's fancy going on there. And then you need to give it the property itself, and then inside of that, you like, just look at the end of the line there, how many parentheses are there? It's just hard to reason about. I don't really know, but maybe nowadays with if someone is interested in contributing into this area, it might be possible to actually do this runtime and get rid of this as well. And we could just, yeah, do some trick on. Yeah, so what about checking the implementation of an interface? This is basically distilled from this Ask LibreOffice forum post. What you gotta do there as a workaround is you need to get the PyUNO interface, which is this prototype. What I mean by is the UNO interface dot PyUNO interface, which is basically this string representation of the underlying type, and then you can pass that to UNO get type by name, which should give you the actual underlying type. You can't really reference that directly through Python, sadly. And then finally, you can use query interface to actually see if query interface will work and if you actually implement the interface or not. Yeah, for the enums, it's quite similar to the sequence thing. You need to actually define what type of enum it is, then just give it a number, and PyUNO will cast it into that. But it's ugly. Some tips and tricks that I wanted to mention was, like, this is from the README, actually, but I never got around to reading it until I was preparing this very presentation. In PythonLoader.py, under PyUNO, if you set debug flag on and recompile LibreOffice, you will actually set free all the exceptions and print statements of Python, which are not naturally free. They don't appear anywhere. It's very hard to debug. This makes it easier. I just wanted to show you lots of different UI stuff, but yeah, maybe I stumbled a bit too much. Yeah, last point I wanted to mention is that LibreOffice is generally, UNO in general is, I dare to say, a great application development framework, but it lacks a decent API. So what you can do with UNO is actually all types of stuff you could basically re-implement any kind of UI, integrate your own UI toolkit anywhere. I just wanted to show you that, let me just cut this short. For instance, you could, I forgot a breakpoint. Like, everything is dynamic. You could actually change this button's position in real time, whatever, and also you could define custom rendering functions via using this paint listeners and set graphics calls, which I wanted to do. That's why my presentations was a bit sloppy. I was about to showcase you it actually runs Doom kind of deal. It didn't happen, sadly. But maybe after the fact, I'll share it in the end, but I'll just show you this thing. Like, it just follows the mouse, but the idea is you can, with this same concept, you can implement any kind of custom UI handling. It you can hook to clicks, drags, whatever. You can create system level drag and drops as well, as far as I can see. So yeah, that's all from me. Thank you for listening.